are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Time now to go to the Ohio Business Machines hotline and bring one of our favorites from Bengals.com, Jeff Hobson. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on, guys. How you doing?
Good. Obviously, we saw Tyler Eifert doubtful. Your expectation that he will not go on Sunday?
Yeah, that's what it looks like. If he's doubtful at this point in the week, he's probably not going to go, and they'll have to get what they can out of. He's obviously leading the league in touchdowns, so they're going to have to look elsewhere. Ryan Hewitt and Tyler Croft have six catches between them, so the middle of the field, have a new look.
So that all being said, Jeff, without Eifert, does that change the game plan at all? And can we expect more from Marvin Jones and A.J. Green in a bigger game against a team that, obviously is going to be without Joe Hayden?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is what they do. I mean, this is how they responded all year, whether it's a guy being out with an injury or a defense doubling a guy or taking a guy away in the zone. They go to the guy who's open. They got plenty of weapons, so they kind of go down their list of progressions. So, yeah, I would expect, the Marvin Jones and Mohamed Sanu to get probably more chances. And I would expect Jeremy Hill coming off the best, the running back coming off his best game of the year. I would expect him to get some action as well.
What do you think was the reason for Jeremy Hill's slow start, and why do you think he's shown some improvement the last couple of weeks?
I don't know. It's a good question. That's kind of it's been the parlor debate all year in Cincinnati. Some thought maybe he had was trying to imitate guys, patient guys like Le'Veon Bell, perhaps. I don't know. Jeremy's a very conscientious guy, watches a lot of tape, watches a lot of players. Early in the year, they played a lot of good running teams that played good run defenses that took the run away. They played a lot of eight-man defenses, and it just simply wasn't there. And they went with a lot of they went with a lot of three wides and not a lot of that regular, fullback with Jeremy in the back. They've been going to that more, and I don't think it's any coincidence that he's played a little bit better. They've run a little bit more out of the eye, and I think they know it's getting cold. They're going up to the lake. It's time to get the thing going, and Jeremy looked like he was getting off the schneid, last week against St. Louis.
Jeff, how hungry and motivated is this team to really eradicate the doubt about Andy Dalton and the Bengals in regards to winning the division or making it to the playoffs, but not really winning and moving past that first round to the point where, they really want to go out and they want to finish strong along the way to accumulate the best record and secure home field advantage, obviously, maybe as the second seed in the AFC?
Well, it's funny, since the Green Dalton Bengals were formed in 2011, you're looking at a club that's made the playoffs every year. You're looking at a team that has won a division in 2013. Andy Dalton is 12-6 in December. This is a team that's won a lot of big games. Granted, they haven't won anything in January. I get that. But they've won a lot of big games to get to that point. So I don't think this team is, they're not revamped. They're not reinvented. They're not, this is still a pretty good team, and they understand what's in front of them. They'd love to get a bye. Sure, they'd love to get a bye, and they're stepping on the gas. But this is a team that's had some success now, so it's not. Yes, they have to take the next step, but I think they've got a pretty good mind frame going into December.
I read a report that Andy Dalton gets a $5 million bonus if the team gets a first round bye.
Well, that's the that's the deal. That's the beauty of the team with what they call a team friendly contract. It's the thing that's designed. They don't mind paying a guy if he does well. If you earn a first round bye, clearly your quarterback is the franchise quarterback that you want and should be paid accordingly.
And there's another, right, you don't put a price tag on that. Why do you think he's been so good? What's different about him as somebody who gets to watch him week in and week out? What's different about 2015 Andy Dalton?
Well, he's had all his weapons. I mean, this is the first time he's had Eifert, Marvin Jones, and A.J. Green and Giovanni Bernard healthy. I mean, you remember what it was up last year in Cleveland. No Marvin Jones, no Tyler Eifert. I mean, that's going to make you better, putting those two guys in the lineup. Plus, it's his second year under Hugh Jackson as the offense coordinator. And I think, obviously, that he was more comfortable. And, in the system, that was big. I think the offensive line is protecting him real well. I think it's a combination of things. The guy's in his fifth year. He's improved every year, I think. And, I thought he did pretty well last year. To not have those two guys and to grind away and win 10 games and make the playoffs, it might have been the most underappreciated 10-win season in the history of the AFC North.
Sure.
So yeah. I think what's happened, guys, is basically he's got those guys back that he's thrown to. Those three guys, and throw A.J. in there, because he was kind of in and out health-wise. But you put A.J. Green and Bernard and Jones and Eifert healthy, my passer rating might go up.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Jeff, going back to, just a couple of the bumps in the road for the Cincinnati Bengals this year, that loss to the Texans, and did that allow them to because being undefeated and staying undefeated is very difficult. And, every dog has his day, and then that day a bad Houston Texans team's played their best football and have continued to play good in beating the Bengals. But then the very next week, they gave the Cardinals a run for their money. Did that really solidify that the Bengals and the way in which they're playing when healthy can play with anybody in the National Football League, and why a playoff run is most likely for this football team?
Yeah, I think that was a big confidence boost for them, what they did out in Arizona, because, there would have been a lot of Bengals teams on prime time fall down 28-14 after getting ripped in the third quarter. Some of those clubs might have folded up the tent. I think back to New England back in 14 when Brady went nuts, and it ended like 43-17. Well, that didn't happen this trip. And that's a good – and Arizona is a good team now. They've got that's a good defense. They bring everybody, and they've got those corners sitting there playing man, and they bring the house. And I thought Dalton and the offense responded down the stretch. And the defense, that when they played Arizona, that was the number one offense in the league. And they did get ripped for 10 minutes in the third quarter, no question. But they bounced back and held them down in the fourth. So I think that went a long way in boosting their confidence, because I think pretty much people know that that Arizona and Carolina certainly are the favorites to come out of that thing for the Super Bowl. They could have very easily won the game.
Talking with Jeff Hobson from Bengals.com on the Ohio Business Machines Hotline here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Jeff, how do the Bengals stay focused for a game like this against a team like the Browns, who they've beaten pretty handily two times in a row? They're 9-2. The Browns are 2-9. Do you feel that they're focused on what they need to do this week?
Very easy to get these guys focused. They just have to sit there and listen to Hugh Jackson, Marvin Lewis, and Paul Gunther, all guys who have sat through very bitter losses up in Cleveland. The 2013, one of the best teams in Bengals history, goes up there and gets two field goals, loses. 2012, another team making a run, got riddled up there by Braden Weeden. So these guys are still around. These guys know the drill. They understand it. They get it. Division game, rivalry, they've lived it for 5 years. Cleveland's handed that. They've had very, very tough losses against Cleveland. You throw in the one here at home. So it's pretty, very easy to get there, very easy to get focused for Cleveland. There's a lot of it's been a lot of damage done by the Browns to this club.
In 4 years now, they faced Brian Hoyer, they've faced Johnny Manziel, they've faced now Austin Davis. How do they prepare for all these different quarterbacks of the Browns, and what do you see from Austin Davis?
It is Marvin Lewis's 15th Browns starting quarterback in 20
games. That's amazing.
So now they don't know about Davis. They don't know if they're going to get Jane Austin or Austin Powers. This guy's a good player. If you look at what he's done in 8 games, with St. Louis last year, and look at what he did at the end of the game. This guy's, they understand that this guy's a pretty competent guy, and that he can do damage with Benjamin and the tight end. So, I think they got to, they got to go up there and they got to do what they did last year, and that's pound the ball and get out of Dodge. These guys, Cleveland's day. I think they I understand what happened Monday night. It was a special teams disaster. But barring that, Cleveland is a very good special teams team. And so they're dangerous in the sense that they can, if they control the game that way, and they're hanging around late, and they let the kid kick a field goal, which probably from closer to, you know, they want to be closer than 51. But, you know, I think they got to go in there because Davis has people to throw to. So the key for them is they got to stop the run and bring pressure. Get Atkins loose, get Carlos Dunlap loose, blitz him, you know, so they can blitz him and give him different looks. That's the key, stopping a running game and then being able to run the ball themselves.
Jeff, appreciate the time. Well, final one will just be this. What do you see happening on Sunday, if you could be so bold as to make a prediction?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a grind job. I mean, I think one of these games always is, every year. And we didn't get it last month in Cincinnati. I think it's a grind job. I think it's an Ohio guy, Mike Nugent, at the gun, 23-20.
Another last-second loss to the Browns. I don't know if fans can take that anymore. Jeff, always a pleasure, and we'll see you up here this weekend for the Browns and the Bengals.
Guys, thank you very much for your time.
All right, Jeff Hobson, our guest on the Ohio Business Machines Hotline from Bengals.com. When we come back, time for the Friday forecast. You can also call us up, 216-578-0850, and call your shot right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.